Hi, this is Joe Stump, and this is tool number 9 in the gardening process. And I call this tool, Saying Goodbye to the Neighbors. Now, before I share with you tool number 9, let's just look back on how far we've come. Number one, we sent out the why we are moving letter from the seller. Number two, we sent a private invitation to a private showing. Number three, we sent out an instant open house flyer with a letter asking for their help. Number four, we sent a letter that said, meet the team. Number five is the info box flyer system. And perhaps by this time, many of the impacted 20 have visited the landing page and are now receiving your weekly email coming directly from us, giving them tips on how to buy and how to sell a house. Number six is what we're doing now postcard, and you've sent that out twice. And then number seven is the seller sold letter. Number eight is the CMA letter. And now number nine is we're gonna say goodbye to the seller card. Now, in order to appreciate what I've done here for you, we must go back to the original metaphor of placement. You are at the horse show. You are the jeweler. You are placed perfectly in this neighborhood for a limited amount of time. And we are making the biggest impact on the people who are impacted the most while we're there. So this campaign is a campaign of market domination. And when you organize the system so it happens every time, all the time, it would be inconceivable for any of the 20 people to not talk to you when it comes time for them to sell their house. So with that thought in mind, let's put in the 9th tool. And this tool has the possibility of being the most authentic and the most memorable touch point in the entire gardening process. First, you're gonna need to have a card, like a greeting card, something like a Hallmark card. And if you go online and you just Google saying goodbye to the neighbor card, you'll find hundreds of selections. Now, you don't even have to have a card. You could just buy a poster board. And on the top of the poster board, you write the headline, "We will miss you," on the top. And then you go out to each one of the impacted 20 with your poster or with your card, and you invite each person to sign the poster or the card and write a thought on the card. Now, this is a very high impact connection because more than likely they've never been invited to do anything like this in the past. And it's likely that they could imagine this happening to them when it's time for them to move. And when people move, I know when I moved, the one thing I wanted to know was that I was going to be missed. So because it gives all of us a sense of belonging and a contribution that when we leave a group, when we leave a community, when we move on, that we have a sense that we're going to be missed. So imagine going door to door to each one of the impacted 20. Now they already know who you are. You've had a number of high impact, unique communications with them. And here you are at their door now, and you're giving them this beautiful feeling of saying goodbye. Now, of course, you've got to keep showing up at their door until you get them at home. But that's a very small price to pay in exchange for the high impact that you'll make. So once the card has been signed by all of the people who wanted to sign it, then I want you to imagine you delivering the card to the seller. Imagine how they're going to feel. Now, if you want to take it to the next level, ask the seller at the time that they're reading the card to say a few words to the neighbors and then you capture that on video. Just imagine that. Imagine you have your cell phone out and you're capturing the seller saying goodbye to the neighbors. And then you take that video and you post it up on YouTube. And now imagine you texting or emailing or writing a note, and all it says is, the Johnsons have a special message for you, and I've recorded it on video, and I've uploaded it onto YouTube. Here is the link. Now, I know this is over the top. I mean, this is like world-class follow-through. But given the fact that 2 out of the 20 people will be moving in the next year, and given the fact that all 20 people know at least one person who will buy or sell real estate in the next year, the effort that you put into this by really demonstrating a unique way of caring for others is what will give you market domination without spending gobs of money on advertising and mass marketing. I have a vision, and my vision for you is that sometime in the future, you'll show me 20, 30, 40, 50 seller videos saying goodbye to their neighbors on your YouTube station. And you will look at it as one of the greatest assets that you have that you could show others on how you really make a difference. So this is a real high quality, very high impact touch point. Now, if you don't go to that length, you could simply buy 20 unique cards. You could go right online and find 20 different cards that say the same thing: goodbye, we'll miss you, good luck. And you could write a letter, and the letter would simply say, enclosed is an addressed envelope, and it's already stamped with a card that I bought for you. If you would be willing to write a short note to the Johnsons and drop it in the mail, I know they would be really grateful that you said goodbye. Thanks. Now that's a high impact connection also. It shows that you really care. And now just imagine the seller getting 20 different cards from the 20 impacted people in their neighborhood. Again, you are a certified buy referral only consultant, and you do things so different than your traditional real estate agent. The traditional real estate agent is sending out a just listed and a just sold card, expecting people to respond to it. Now imagine you come along and you have this gardening process, and they get a letter from the seller. They're invited to a private open house. They get an instant open house flyer. They get to meet your team. They see the info box flyer in front of the house. They find out what you're doing twice. Then they get a seller letter, then a CMA letter, and then a goodbye card, and then follow it up with a video from the seller. Oh my, this is market domination. Now, this may end the campaign for you if you do not sell your own listing. But if you do sell your own listing, now the letter comes from the new buyer. And we have tool number 9, tool number 10, 11, and 12. However, if you do not sell the listing, another agent sells it, then the campaign does come to an end. And the next step is to take the 20 people and put them into the getting listing system. Now imagine out of these 20 people, there's a certain number of them are receiving your weekly emails that are giving them the secrets to buying a home and the secrets to selling a home. They're receiving your monthly postcard inviting them to find out what their home is worth right now. And even some of them you've already connected with at the private open house that have actually turned into potential prospects going forward. Many of them have already responded to you and have indicated when they're going to be selling their home. Now, the intention is to turn the prospect into a client. And eventually, we want all 20 of them into the Essential 7 program, because they have already indicated that you are their real estate consultant. All right? So I'll see you in tool number 10. I'll give them back to you, Coach. Thanks.